ought not.
Shut up. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yes.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And then why do people have sex?
Don't just look at it. Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
And then why do people have sex?
Suck on that, losers.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
Well, here we go. It's, more buzz time now. Hi there, buzz.
Yeah, hi, Don.
We all do all formatted, all scheduled, all the time. Don and Mike Show.
Bingo, baby.
Tune in for 20 more big minutes of nonstop laughs, mm-hmm. and then right on schedule, commercials taking us up to the top of the hour.
Have you heard about the new wax likeness of Washington, D.C. Mayor for life, Marion Barry?
I defy anyone to look at that picture of him in the Washington Post.
Yes.
Holding up those fake eyes and not imagine that he is in some sort of movie from the 1930s or from a Three Stooges movie where he's the waiter that comes in and goes, this house is sure gone crazy.
It's amazing to look at. It'll be on display, the wax figure, at the local Madame Tussauds Wax Museum when it opens on October 9th.
We're getting one?
We are.
All right. You didn't know that? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the Spirit of D.C. exhibit will include George Washington, Abe Lincoln, FDR, and Marion Barry.
I've gotten more athletes by this story than any other thing I've ever done.
That's brilliant.
Y'all stop it. Hey, Wax Man.
Wax Man. I cannot even understand. What's he saying?
What I'm saying is...
When is it opening? You know, that kind of thing.
Fascinating.
Mayor for life.
Life.
It's going to really be mayor for life.
Yeah. Mayor for life.
After I'm gone, it's going to be...
You didn't know it was that good, did you? I was just going to say, Dom, the idea for being preserved in wax...
Meth for life.
I'm sad about it. I just said, I just wish it was a little more handsome. I said, ain't that a bitch?
Have you received more accolades about this than anything else?
Anything in my life. I really, they understand my display, though, will only be on at night.
How's Ward 8?
Ward 8's going good. The thing, the wax likeness of Marion Barry will be a boon to Ward 8. We'll make sure we get a lot of tourism and all good things.
That picture, he almost looks like that cartoon character. What's his name, the Martian?
Marvin the Martian.
You know how he had those big eyeballs that go,
yes.
boing, because he's holding big fake eyeballs,
glass eyes
in front of his eyes.
To check Don's message, press 1.
How's your...
Dom from Michael Hughes. I did not commit serial killings. Thank you and goodbye.
How's your diabetes?
Diabetes is not doing as well as I made a wax.
Does the figure have diabetes?
He's got diabetes, yeah. You can go by to Madame Tussauds and make a blood test. Anytime you like, and it'll test positive for diabetes.
Mayor for life.
Mayor for life.
Well, you're right. The night owl is pleased. Quoting Barry, I'm going to be here forever. They measured the man yesterday in his office downtown. He hinted that he would like to be about 8 pounds lighter and that he looks more handsome in photographs. The measurements will be sent to London, where they'll create a clay figure that'll be used to create a hollow fiberglass body and a head and hands made of wax.
Fill it with blow.
Yeah, that's blow. Yes, sir.
Loved it. Mark Traub and I have both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's great.
Doing lines, ain't that a bitch?
Now, in Ireland, the Wax Museum is a government project, but sadly, the National Wax Museum in Dublin has been burgled. It's been closed for renovations over the last couple of years. It was set to reopen this fall, but now the museum has revealed that it was broken into several weeks ago. Apparently by some folks having an all-night rave party. Fred Flintstone and
hey,
the tele...
You know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
That's a kid who's raving right now.
Uh-huh.
He's ravers. Doing E.
Fred Flintstone and the Teletubbies have gone missing, along with Bob the Builder, Frankenstein, and Hannibal Lecter. Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, and Franklin Roosevelt are now naked. U2's guitars were taken, along with the hair from Elvis and Madonna. At least 50 wax figures were wrecked or stolen, the damage totaling nearly $1.5 million.
Anything about them being anatomically correct?
No, they're not. Again, it's the hollow fiberglass body with wax head and wax hands.
Oh, okay.
Where is my hair?
If only they could have helped my hair.
I wonder if you're Nancy Grace tonight.
You are obsessing.
I'm Nancy Grace. Elvis, I'd eat you up.
You know, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, Elvis Death Day.
That's right.
Wow. And you know
the
what?
Big 3-0.
Our final Elvis Death Day show.
Trivia question, based on a publication that I get rather frequently.
Yeah.
The last concert schedule that he never made it to, where was it going to be?
I believe, was it Reno?
No.
Or was it Rockford, Illinois?
No.
Yeah, the one he didn't do, I know.
The one that he didn't make it to.
Was it Pittsburgh?
Hmm. New Jersey he was in, I know.
Nope.
Well, I know he was.
Where?
The last one he was scheduled to do was in Portland, Maine.
Huh. Oh, yeah. That's a fact, because we know that because there's...
Our affiliate is mentioned at the beginning of This Is
WZAN
Elvis.
WZAN is featured in This
WZAN
Is Elvis.
WZAN got it. Down East Magazine. I was reading an article about
it. The first concert in that leg wasn't there, yeah.
Yep, and he didn't make it. He did not make it.
He was dead.
Mm-hmm.
He was face down in
couldn't make it. Man.
I was laying, Jack, and I had Shag Carpet. I mean, you got Shag Carpet in your nose, Jack. You can't do a show.
I was going to do two shows, man. Got two shows up in Maine. Man, did I want a lobster roll. Man, oh, man.
Johnson office. Yeah.
Elvis had them.
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Elvis had them. Man boobs, mitts, breast on boys, moobies. As we've reported,
moobies.
More
moobies.
And more
I like
men.
Boobies.
More men, more and more, are getting breast reduction surgery for their gynecomastia. Today,
okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, sorry. Wrong.
He has them.
Wrong Tony.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. Today,
I worked with Tony Soprano.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We're here to tell you that the vast majority of the patients, the vast majority of men getting breast reduction surgery, are young teenagers.
I thought you were going to say work at WJFK.
No, actually, young teens.
I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops.
Right.
24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
That was fantastic.
Looks like baby vomit.
According to head plastic surgeon at Kansas City's Children's Mercy Hospital, these boys have difficulty at school. In the locker room, they get teased severely. Gynecomastia affects 40 to 70% of adolescent boys.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall.
In
all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself.
He has
this is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Gynecomastia.
Good luck.
It happens because of a hormonal...
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Oh, he's got him.
Yeah.
He's got big ones.
Oh, yeah.
He's got big movies.
He sure does.
Hormonal fluctuations during puberty cause them. Most boys grow out of it in a couple of years, but about 15% of them don't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they may end up with anything from puffy nipples to C-cup breasts. In some cases, they even lactate.
And they always joke about me having them, mm-hmm. And I don't think that they should joke.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm talking.
Quoting one victim, at 11, I started developing breasts. I was tortured in school. Boys gave me twisters. Girls offered me their bras.
And what excitement we have today.
I had a coach who kept deliberately putting me on the skins team.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh.
I believe that. I so believe that.
That is a cruel coach.
You know why it happened to you, didn't it,
went
Buzz?
To my school, obviously.
Wow.
We all have our burdens to bear. For many women, that includes having a period. A new pill.
What about the vagina?
Hits the pharmacies this week that ends all of that. It's a new pill that eliminates menstruation. What could possibly go wrong?
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
As one woman put it, that scares me. It plays too much with the way our body naturally needs to work. But quoting another woman, if it can get rid of the symptoms that come with it, cramps, achy bones, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Fantasyland.
Doctors generally agree it's okay for women to skip their periods for months or even years at a time, using what is essentially a low-dose hormonal birth control pill.
What is that again?
A low-dose hormonal birth control pill.
La, 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 la.
Sure.
La, 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 la. Chicks, chicks, girls. Chicks, chicks, girls.
So if you eliminate it, does that mean the moods go with it?
Reportedly, yes. La, la, the PMS la. Goes away also.
I bet it doesn't work like that because you know chicks like I do.
I bet it don't.
We got a bleeder here.
What is that the theme to?
Alice.
Alice.
Linda Lavin never had a period.
But it's pretty unique that one of the characters on the show is named Flo.
A great man once said, you can't trust anything that bleeds for 4 days and doesn't die.
Look at the joy. Look at the joy that he said that.
A great
that
man
with.
Said that.
Look at him. He's all rosy and red and filled with joy.
I'm on my period, too.
He is. The Wyeth Pharmaceutical Company is marketing the drug to women who would like the convenience of not getting their monthly visit.
How about the men in their lives? We'd like that as well.
I say go forward. Go forward and multiply.
Floor nurses were among the first to discover the shoes known as Crocs. They found Crocs to be an ideal shoe for people who are on their feet all day.
Here is a story near and dear to your heart.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses found that Crocs were also helpful to some of their patients, but... Now, more nurses are being told not to wear Crocs at work. We reported recently about a hospital in Sweden that banned the rubbery shoes when it learned that the static electricity generated by them could shut down life-saving equipment. Now, Mercy Hospital in Pittsburgh.
Mercy!
Yeah, they've banned the shoes. Because of the air holes in the most popular style of Crocs. The hospital's concerned that someone could accidentally drop a syringe.
A blowhole.
And that it could land needle first into a foot through one of those holes.
I know somebody on this show that hasn't worn his Crocs yet.
That's because I am not a faggot.
Have you gotten them, though?
I have them. I just don't choose to wear them.
Why don't you one day?
Because they are so gay.
The Packer Crocs?
Yes. They're just like, they're there. Speaking of Crocs.
KCBQ.
How are you doing? This is Al-Qaeda. It's a croc of rock.
Hey, if you got any hospital equipment around here, be careful. It might shut down, baby.
I want to send this out on Backstabbers Wednesday. Send this out to John Norman. You bastard. Me and Susie had so much fun. You son of a bitch. Follow on a format clock now. Woo! Loving it. It's a croc.
Hey, Croc.
Elton John is okay.
I wore a yellow ribbon. Or was it a red ribbon?
What yellow. Does that mean?
Yellow. Elton John is a gay.
You can find all kinds of goodies in your Sunday paper, coupons, detergent samples, computer discs, and soon some of us may start getting Bibles. A Christian ministry called
cancel the subscription then, Buzz.
A Christian ministry called the International Bible Society is planning on sending hundreds of thousands of donated dollars, or spending that money, rather, to distribute Bibles to newspaper subscribers around the country.
Short version of a long joke. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a big, big risk that I'm taking right here.
Okay.
Short version of a long joke. Why did the guy with the stutter sell so many Bibles?
Why?
Because he went door to door and said, do you want to buy one, or do you want me to... read it to you. I'm sorry.
It works.
Hey,
don't be sorry.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't be That's sorry. Good.
You know, that joke works short.
It's a good one.
I like that.
The Fort Worth Star-Telegram has already signed on to this project. The plan is to sign up 10 more newspapers over the next couple of years, but even in the Bible Belt, there's concern about the idea. Quoting one reader, do you have any idea how blatantly offensive this boneheaded move is to the thinking public?
Ah, you wrote a letter.
No, this is some other guy, a reader of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram wrote
from
a letter
Buzz Burbank
of objection.
This man does not believe in God.
Even some Christians are objecting, calling the project a waste.
That's right. Jump on their bandwagon.
But the new hotness, judging from the bestseller list, is atheism and agnosticism.
Oh,
and again,
no, you found it.
It's news that only Buzz finds
That's
interesting.
That's right. Only
he
me.
You found it. You found it.
At Borders Books, they've added an atheism agnosticism section somewhere between New Age and religion.
Now, did you go in your backyard and dig this one up, or did this fall into your lap?
It fell into my lap.
God almighty.
They both did, actually. Mm-hmm. There.
I am God.
At the new Borders Books atheism section, you'll find the works of Richard Dawkins, Christopher Hitchens, and Sam Harris. It may be the smallest section. Yeah.
You say Sam Harris.
Uh-huh. There is a best-selling author in a New York Times bestseller list.
But I'm such
excuse
a...
Excuse me. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Was it... Sugar Don't Bite?
No, that wasn't the name
of
the book.
Was that the name of Sam Harris's song?
All I know from Sam Harris is...
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
But he had a hit song, and I believe it was Sugar Don't Bite. Doesn't somebody know that?
We actually, in the 80s, I believe, we had to play that record.
I think we did, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Star Search, you know.
Sam Harris.
He was Clay Aiken before there was a Clay Aiken.
So there's a writer known as Sam Harris?
Yes, there is. Bestseller. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The religious station in Bristol, Tennessee is apologizing today on behalf of one of its on-air preachers. Pastor Tommy Tester has been charged with indecent exposure, DUI, and violating the open container law. The station WZAP is asking its listeners to pray for
WZAP.
Right.
Hey, incidentally, isn't that what Pamela Anderson was? She was a Tommy tester. And she got the hepatitis B.
Tommy Tinkle tester time. Here on KZAP.
It's your Tommy Tinkle tester.
Stab your employee in the back time. 16 until the hour. 6 minutes until more commercials.
Woo! Breaking queer news.
You got it, Robbie?
From Christmas of 1984, Sugar Don't Bite by Sam Harris, winner of TV's Star Search.
What male vocal bride? Veteran. I knew the title of that.
Jesus,
punk.
Do you ever forget
Sugar
a record?
Sugar Don't Bite.
Want to guess the label?
I believe it was Swallow Records.
It was Swallow Records.
Swallow Records.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Right.
Station WZAP, after this preacher got arrested, asking its listeners to pray both for the station and for Tommy, even though the station's owner says he does not yet know the details. That's unfortunate because everyone else does know the details.
Hey, what's Tommy Tester's favorite food?
What?
Tuna.
Tuna Tester. The leader of the Gospel Baptist Church on Reedy Creek Road reportedly showed up at a car wash and urinated in one of the bays.
Where's my brother Battery?
While children were watching.
Battery Tester!
Battery Tester.
Oh, yeah, and he was wearing a skirt.
Hold on. Start over. Start over. I didn't hear that.
Start over from where? From the beginning?
From 6 o'clock.
Oh, I don't think you want that. Okay. Radio preacher arrested. Here's why.
Okay.
He showed up at a car wash and urinated in one of the car wash bays while children were watching, and he was wearing a skirt. Officers responding to the call say Pastor Tester then offered to perform a special favor on them.
This is the same Pastor Tester.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah. There isn't a voting machine made in this modern age that can't be tampered with or hacked.
Vote machine.
That's not a vote machine.
Vote time machine.
Time for voting.
This is the result. These are the findings of a study by officials in California, and it's bad news since less than a week remains before they have to decide which machine should be decertified. Computer experts were able to change the results on every electronic voting system they tested. Defenders of the electronic voting system say the study did not take into account other security measures the counties would be using to protect the machine.
So they were testing them.
They were.
They should have brought in Pastor Tester.
Could have used Tommy.
Pastor Tester. I'm Jody Foster, Pastor Tester, or Dr. Holly, Holly
Dr.
Hunter.
Dr. Lecter.
Yes, sir.
I'm Nancy Grace.
That's terrible.
Horrible.
That was actually Charles Barkley.
Horrible. Horrible. I'm Nancy Grace.
That's terrible.
Liz is Nancy Grace. She has that. Tonight on Nancy Grace. Why? Do they keep talking when that boy tries to do the news? Come on. Look, he's curly. Look at him. Uh-huh. He is so sexy.
Thank you.
What about the other two guys?
They are deranged. John Norman, he has a vagina. Just like Borat, I'm Nancy Grace.
Recurring theme.
Now that you're watching your TV less, it may be watching you.
No, I'm not watching any less. It doesn't matter how crappy the programming is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
You're there.
Just for Laughs?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What do you watch?
The show, Just for Laughs. Hello, dumbass.
Oh, that show.
Only the newest show that's sweeping the nation.
And check out CBS tonight.
Is it on tonight? What's on tonight?
On tonight.
CBS.
CBS. Full hour of King of Queens. Yes. Here's a TiVo dilemma.
Yeah, what do you do?
You have a full hour of King of Queens, and at the same time, a full hour of According to Jim.
Oh, man.
It's coin flip. Flip time.
That's not fair.
But this show, Just for Laughs, this is this thing that ABC has thrown on. Maybe you've seen the ads on
I have seen the ads, but I have not seen the show, right.
It's like a guy who literally is inside a mailbox, mm-hmm. and it's that old gag where the woman walks up and opens the door, and he goes, "What are you doing there?"
It's an old candid camera gag.
Yeah, sure. And they've repackaged it. And last week it was, what was it, Rob? It was like in the number 3 spot or something?
Yeah, it was way up there.
You want to make that show better? Uh-huh. Dig up Alan Funt.
Yeah.
Hi,
this is Alan Funt.
We thought.
This is Alan Goodman Funt.
This is Alan Line 1 Funt.
Hello.
Yeah, someday soon your TV may be watching you. TiVo already has ways of keeping track of what you watch and when, including whether you skip commercials. That is to let advertisers know whether anyone's watching their commercials.
You know, I've got the DVR now from DirecTV, but when I had TiVo, Buzz hit me to something that it made a lot of sense to me. You know, if you have TiVo, they tell you that you have to have a phone line running from your TiVo to
Right.
Well, I've always thought that either had to do with pay-per-view or with, like, Sunday Ticket or something.
Right.
Buzz, you're the one that told me that, that really it doesn't matter that they only use it to keep track of what you're buying.
Well, that's not the only thing they use it for, but they also pick up in that overnight call on the phone line what you've been watching, or records of what's in your machine. And it probably is true not just of TiVo, but of other DVR makers as well.
Yeah, it's a big brother. That's what they, it's for their information. That's why they send the tests. And if you don't have it hooked in, they'll say, hey, you don't have it hooked up.
My installer said there's no need for that phone line, and I get a message now every other day, and it says, you have not had a successful phone test in 10 months.
But they'll shut down your service if you don't do it after a while.
They said he wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe they've changed that.
That's what Buzz told me a long time ago as well.
Yeah,
that it just don't matter.
I thought, because mine, they said they'd shut down my service, and then they actually never went through with it.
It's not necessarily sinister. It's to measure advertising and viewing habits, but now Microsoft is asking for a patent on technology.
Hey, sorry, Buzz.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Got to get out of here.
We do things the John Norman way. Well,
right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.